It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, new research just released today shows how one of our oldest ancestors might have died. We get the details from Gemma Tarlak of Discover Magazine.
First, a Capital Times investigation out today comes to some troubling conclusions about a veterans care facility in central Wisconsin. The investigation reveals complaints that elderly and over-medicated veterans suffering from a variety of physical and mental ailments are not receiving adequate care at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King in Waupaca County, and allegations of serious neglect are coming from both patients themselves as well as some employees at that facility.
In addition, the Veterans Home is bringing in surplus revenue, but state officials have increasingly transferred money away from the facility to subsidize other veterans' homes, as well as pay for other expenses and salaries in the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Caitlin Farrell joins us now. She's a public affairs and investigative reporter at the Capital Times. Caitlin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, set the scene for us first, Caitlin. Tell us a little bit about this Wisconsin veterans' home at King.
Sure. So this is one of three veterans homes that is run by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. King is located in Waupaca County, and it kind of looks like a college campus. It spans like 321 acres. It sits on a lake, Rainbow Lake, up there. It's a pretty popular vacation destination, and it was founded just after the Civil War, originally to care for Civil War veterans and their spouses.
And who's there now?
So now there are veterans there. I think the biggest group of veterans they have are from the Vietnam War now, but there's still some World War II veterans there. And any veteran living in the state of Wisconsin and their spouse are eligible to live there. And the home also takes folks who live outside of the state, too.
Now, this facility, as I understand it, and the state has pointed toward this in your investigation, gets high ratings nationally. It has a reputation for being a place that has a lot of good services, good conditions there. What were the signs that people were having concerns about this?
Sure. Well, yes, you're right. The state has scored very well on one metric, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services rankings. And those rankings are a bit complicated. They involve several parts. There's a component that involves an on-site inspection, but there is another about two-thirds of what goes into an overall composite score that a facility gets is self-reported information that the agency gives, to the federal government, and that's not audited or checked. And so residents there and folk employees who are there as well had some concerns, specifically with staffing issues and the capacity to care for how priorities and spending are affecting that.
So you talked, as you mentioned, to staff there and residents. Also, you profiled family members and even volunteers who work there. What kind of picture started to emerge?
So I've been looking at this over the course of several months, and it sort of just really became a snowball effect of one person kind of led to the other person. And, without any kind of corroboration or anything, the stories were pretty remarkably consistent that there was a real sense that as the state sought to financially turn the homes around, people were concerned that their spending priorities were out of line, that persistent staffing shortages and turnover really led to problems in care, and there was concerns, from a variety of ends about that.
Can you talk about some of the individual stories you heard from family members and residents about concerns about the care they were receiving?
Right. So a common concern did go back to staffing. So often if a member were to put on a call light or a request a nurse, because there's so many members on the floor and not enough aides to really care for them, they felt like they waited a long time because there's so much turnover. There was a component people felt where staff lost that weren't knowledgeable as much about the particular member they were caring for. And so because of that, there was issues with medicine not being given to the correct person. Also some concerns about medical equipment being outdated or things, the facility not really being updated. And also cares, considerations too about how employees there were trained, that there's not an emphasis really on veteran specific care.
And that issue of equipment in the facility is one that seems to keep coming up. It's an older facility now, the buildings there, but also modern computer systems that we see in a lot of commercial or, you know, private medical facilities, not there, not up to date at this facility?
Well, and that depends on who you ask. Employees I've talked to have said that it is not, and I've spoken with folks who have been familiar with how money's allocated there. The state has maintained that they have kept up with what's, you know, needed to be improved. They have pointed to money that they've spent. Governor Walker authorized, you know, $80 million for a new facility. But the concern that kept coming up as I was talking to people was why it was always kind of a game of catch up. You know, why are we sort of wait until, you know, the new facility that's going to be built is replacing a building there that has been vacant for 20 years. So really more of a concern that we're reacting rather than being very innovative and proactive in how to care for a very specific kind of nursing home patient and a very specific kind of demographic.
We're talking to Caitlin Farrell from the Capital Times, talking about her investigation of the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King, that's in Waupaca County. Caitlin, bottom line, are people saying this is affecting the health, well-being, quality of life for the veterans at this facility?
Yes. Yes, and the residents themselves are saying that as well.
And a lot of times we might assume, okay, well, there's just not enough money to go around. This is a sad reality. We just don't have the budget for this sort of thing. But that's kind of part two of the story. This is a facility that's bringing in a lot of money, it sounds like, but a lot of that money is going elsewhere. Can you trace that out for us?
Sure. So, yes, the state is there's been a lot of excess surplus revenue from these homes. The agency really turned that around. The homes were running on deficits, you know, years before. And so, increasingly as the home has been filled to capacity and it's brought in more money, the state then has transferred that money to its Veterans Trust Fund, which has faced some deficits in the past and some funding issues as well. And the agency says that they use that trust fund to fund other really valuable benefits and programs for veterans in the state, but it also funds salaries as well. And so, for folks that have concerns about care there and have concerns about why certain things are prioritized as far as spending goes, you know, there's a real question about whether money should be moved away from the home at all. If the state is receiving federal money to care for veterans, I think the question was, shouldn't they be using all of that money to care for veterans? I recognize too, I did not speak with all 700, there's about 700 members of King. My story does not, claim to be, you know, wholly representative. I didn't speak to everyone there, but I did interview several dozen people, you know, across different times in different places. And again, a lot of their stories were pretty remarkably consistent. So.
And have state lawmakers been reacting and looking for more information on this?
They have. As soon as I started asking questions of a couple lawmakers, like Senator Luther Olson, most notably, he's a Republican and he represents the district in which that facility sits. He has now called for a legislative audit. Senator Julie Lassa has called before I took out the story. I mean, she's called years ago and voiced her concerns to the governor
about this particular facility.
And she's sort of been, she's the one lawmaker, to my understanding, has really kind of been on the front end of it. A lot of people have gone to her and called her with issues.
You heard from a lot of different voices, again, patients, staff, volunteers, family members. Is there any kind of consensus of the one thing we need here is fill in the blank?
Right. Overwhelmingly, the one thing that folks have told me that they really want and need is a true independent investigation into the home, into how it's spending the federal money that it receives. I think that in the past, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services also regulates the home and puts on, does inspections there. But there's a sense from many of the folks I talked to that they really want a non-state entity. They sort of see DHS, WDVA, all sort of within the same sphere of the Walker administration, the state, and feel like there's a conflict of interest there. So,
looking for a more separate, independent agency to manage this?
Well, at least a separate independent agency to review it and investigate it. Senator Luther Olson has suggested that maybe it might be worth looking at whether the home should be moved into another state agency, maybe into DHS, because right now, you know, the Department of Veterans Affairs runs it. But as far as what I've been told, many residents and employees and family members would like to see is a really non-state independent investigation or audit into the home.
So those are the next steps some people are looking for. What are your next steps as you follow this story?
So I have a couple follow-up stories that are going to be coming up about the home. And so looking more into issues of finance and the federal ratings and how that works. This metric that keeps coming up is the CMS 5-star ratings. And it's a pretty complex metric. It has a lot of different pieces, and some folks and researchers have taken issue with that. And so I'll be looking at that a bit more about the money and more about this agency. That should be in the Cap Times coming up in the next couple days.
Caitlin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Caitlin Farrell. She's a public affairs and investigative reporter at the Capital Times. She joined us to talk about her investigation at the Capital Times, looking at allegations of neglect at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King in Waupaca County.